What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
And we're live.
Oh, thanks, Rachel. Good afternoon and welcome to Awakened Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe, and today we are live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. So I've been a little bit away. I have pretty much my entire house packed up in a box, and so I am coming to you from a different place than I usually do. Rachel has assured me that everything looks reasonable. I have my two co-hosts, my dog and my cat here, so I hope they don't either start barking or crawl across my desk, and I hope the landscapers don't come by. So we're hoping for the best here. And today what we're going to talk about is how knowing your dynamic metabolic type helps you beat fatigue for good, for a sustainable work-life balance, and for the joy and happiness that you deserve. And so we are about to launch our live course again. So we're having another live launch. It's called Revive and Thrive, an Exhausted Millennial Entrepreneur's 9-Week Wellness Transformation. And so today I wanted to give you a little flavor of what the course is about. And a lot of people ask me, well, why millennials? Why not everybody else? Right. And it's not that it's not open to everyone else, but millennials and Gen Z, it's just if I had, let me get that for you, if it would have made the title too long to include Gen Z, but they are definitely included. So for many of you who've listened to my podcast for a few years, you know that I'm the mom of two Gen Z teens, and that millennials occupy a very sacred place in my heart. I wrote my book for millennials. The book Faith is about, recovering our healthcare system to make it what it really needs to be for our younger generations. And the reason I focus on our younger generations is because they are the healthier generations so far, right? And I firmly believe that if we do not maintain the health of those who are currently healthy, they will inevitably become sick. And so my focus is on the healthier populations who are just starting to fall into certain symptoms that we know if they are left untreated will develop into diseases. And we certainly know that getting sick derails people's careers, derails their business plans, and which of course inevitably leads to a derailment of their entire lives. Rachel and I were just talking about securing things for retirement, right? Wanting to get to that place where we don't have to work anymore and maintaining our financial security during that time, right? And so it's really important that we empower our younger generations to stay healthy. Now, millennials are kind of the low-hanging fruit in terms of wanting to be healthy. I've discussed this before. They are the most health conscious generation in American history. They are the ones most willing to spend their precious resources on their health. They are the most well-read and the most educated generation in American history. And yet they are predicted to be the sickest. And so that really tells us something about not the millennials, but our healthcare system itself. When a generation, an entire generation that encompasses pretty much half of our population is doing everything they know how to stay healthy and they're still falling through the cracks, that's not a condemnation on them, right, or of them. That's a condemnation of the system that is in place that is supposed to be designed to keep them healthy. And so they understand that that system is not functioning for them to the point where 93% of them have not seen a doctor in the last 5 years. Now, of course, we don't want that to be the case, but what is the solution when the millennials know, well, if I go to the doctor, it doesn't really help me. And so I might as well save up my money and figure it out on my own, right? I was talking to a young millennial maybe 3 months ago, right? And she was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 23. And she, of course, went through the traditional treatment model through the typical, the traditional healthcare system, but she was looking for more. She wanted to know, how do I prevent recurrences without having to take medications that cause significant side effects for me? You know, how do I take better care of myself so I don't get other forms of cancer? You know, all of these questions, of course, were just going around in her head. And she told me she went from doctor to doctor to doctor, and no one had answers for her, to the point where she was simply trying to figure it out on her own. And this is the typical story of a millennial. I mean, it's not typical to get breast cancer at the age of 23, of course, but we're starting to see these trends. And again, it's because the system that's designed to be there for us is not working, right? We understand clearly that the allopathic healthcare model is there to catch you once you have the disease. So once she was diagnosed with breast cancer, everybody, you know, went into emergency mode. She had her surgery, she had her chemo, she had all the things that she needed to have to take her away from death's door, right? To take her away from the brink of death. But then they had nothing for her except to take, you know, things that would lower her estrogen levels, which at the age of 23 is a scary thing, right? You think of your fertility, you think of, you know, what's going to be my ability to have children down the road? How is this going to impact me? And you want to do everything you possibly can to make sure that you get yourself back into balance so that you can live a healthy life for the additional 60, 70 plus years, right? That you would anticipate being on the planet after the age of 23. And so we have to ask ourselves, you know, what do we do? How do we work around this seemingly, you know, unmovable albatross that is the healthcare system, right? And the answer ultimately is while we're waiting for a better system, we have to take, you know, the initiative. We have to empower ourselves to understand, how do I keep myself healthy when I know, unfortunately, there's no system out there to help me necessarily do it. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't integrative physicians out there. It doesn't mean that there aren't naturopaths out there, osteopaths, chiropractors, nutritionists, you know, all of the people who are looking at prevention, all of the people who are looking at wellness and wholeness, they're out there. There's no system in place to have a cohesive experience with that model. So I always say there's no infrastructure for integrative medicine like there is for the healthcare system, the allopathic healthcare system. And so what people find themselves doing is they go from one doctor to another. They might have a nutritionist on the side. They may have a chiropractor on the side, and they're trying to piece the whole story together, right? And that can become frustrating when one practitioner doesn't quite agree with the other, or they're not communicating. And so the treatments are going against each other. I've seen that a lot in my practice. I've seen people come to me after years of trying to see multiple different people to get them back on track, but you know, they were being pulled in opposite in different directions. And so the net gain was zero at the end of the day until they came to see me. And because I have my feet in so many different systems of medicine, I was able to see how the functional doctor was going against what the doctor of oriental medicine was doing. Not that either one of them was wrong. but they were, their focus was in different places. And so they were kind of, you know, having the client go in two different directions, which of course became frustrating and difficult for her to maneuver, right? And this is not an uncommon situation that people face. And so what's the answer, right? The answer is to empower yourself, right? And of course, I understand, you know, nobody's going to go to necessarily to medical school to empower themselves, right? No one's going to go to chiropractic school. But there are systems that you can implement. There are things you can do where you can have a very solid foundation of your health. And then once you have that solid foundation, then you can go to practitioners and providers to enhance what you're doing. And because your foundation is so well established, you know, the likelihood that you're going to present to that practitioner due to disease or illness is much less, right? So if we capture our younger generations when they're still healthy, empower them to understand, you know, what is my best nutrition plan, right? Again, nutrition is not a one-size-fits-all model. You know, the reason that different diet plans work for different people is because people are different. And so you need a system in place that helps you to understand, how am I different? Who am I on the inside? What are my nutritional requirements? You know, what makes me different? And how do I implement that in creating a diet plan that works for me? And when I say diet, I don't mean weight loss diet. I just mean what you're eating, what you're consuming, your nutrition plan. And so knowing your dynamic metabolic type actually helps you to decode that for yourself. And so knowing if you have a cold excess dynamic metabolic type, a cold deficient dynamic metabolic type, or perhaps a temperature neutral excess dynamic metabolic type, or a temperature neutral deficient dynamic metabolic type. There's also hot excess, there's hot deficient, and there's we talked about temperature neutral deficient already. And so there are a couple of broad categories that you need to distinguish when you're trying to figure out, what is my dynamic metabolic type and what does that mean? So a dynamic metabolic type is different than what most people have heard of. So most people have heard about the concept of the ectomorph, the endomorph, and the mesomorph in terms of metabolic types. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a dynamic metabolic type. So your metabolism changes. So you may have certain genetic predispositions within you, but as you go through life, you go through different environments, you go through different experiences, you go through different phases of life, your metabolism will change with that exposure, will change with that environment. So you may be an ectomorph, but you know, when you go and live somewhere else, or you enter a different career path, or you're doing something that is perhaps more stressful than usual, knowing that you're an ectomorph is just not enough. You need to know what your dynamic metabolic type is. And that means, what has my environment done to my metabolism that has made me different, that has changed my requirements, that has changed what I need to do to stay healthy? And so, you know, for some of the more common ones are like cold deficient, or hot excess dynamic metabolic type. So if you haven't done our burnout assessment yet, I strongly encourage you to go to awakenedwellnessnow.com. You can click on the burnout assessment. We just updated it. I have a brand new information on there. As we work through our classes, we see how we can deliver the information more and more efficiently for people. And so it's updated. So if you've taken it in the past, you might want to check it out again. It's the same 5 simple questions that will help you know your dynamic metabolic type, which we'll go over today. And then once you know your dynamic metabolic type, you're going to know how to apply it to what I call the 4 pillars, which is what we talk about in our online course. And so your 5 questions, right? So the first question is, what's your energy level when you wake up in the morning? Why that's important is that kind of tells you what your baseline metabolism is, right? So it doesn't matter if you're an ectomorph, mesomorph, endomorph, the amount of energy you have in storage and available to use is actually what matters when we're talking about metabolism. So if you're an exhausted millennial business owner or anyone with exhaustion, right, where your energy level is what matters the most, because you need to know where it is and why in order to fix it, right? And so what I've learned over the last 20 years after doing a lot of fancy tests for people, prescribing a lot of supplements, hormones, is none of that seemed to matter if they didn't have the four pillars and those foundational principles in place. And so I found myself really shifting my focus to the four pillars. So we'll go over how to tell what your dynamic metabolic type is, and then we'll talk about the four pillars so you have a sense today of what to do if you're an exhausted business owner, especially if you're a millennial or Gen Z. This method is going to work extremely well for people who are exhausted. And the fewer medications you're on, the better. Because as you fix your metabolism through the four pillars, your medication requirements are going to drastically change. And so you need to be aware of that. So this is why, again, younger generations are the better demographic, if you will, because they're usually not on a lot of medications. There aren't a lot of excessive precautions we have to take. Now, when I say your medication requirements are going to change, that's for the better. So we've seen people through the years stop their medications because they didn't need them anymore. Their blood pressure medications or diabetes medications, other antidepressants and things. Now, we don't recommend that anyone stop their medication during any programs. So this is under very careful supervision. So if you're on medications, you want to do this under the guidance of a board certified integrative medical doctor and not on your own, right? So an online course is not going to be valuable if you're on a lot of medications, because you may be placing yourself at risk as your diabetes medication requirements start to drop, as your blood sugar gets better, you could place yourself in danger. So I want to be absolutely clear that people on medications, please do this under careful supervision with your physician. But the first question is, what's your energy level when you wake up in the morning on the scale of 1 to 10? 1 being you can't get out of bed, you're too exhausted. 10 being you can hop out of bed and do whatever you want, right? And so exhausted people can wake up feeling great, right? And then as soon as they start to move, they crash, right? So that's still exhaustion. So you want to know, where do I start out? And then you also want to know, where do I end up, right? And so question number 2, does this number go up or down as you move through the day, right? That's a critical question for people to think about, because you may wake up at 10 and think you don't have exhaustion and fatigue, but then you're that one that kind of crashes later on, right? You're tired, you can't do very much more. Maybe you skip the gym workout because you're too tired. Maybe your focus isn't there. So you want to know, what does my energy level do? So if I wake up at 10 and I crash to a 2 after being up for a few hours, that's a problem, right? That's exhaustion. That's a sign that your metabolism is weakening through the day. So you don't have enough energy to power yourself through the day. So you still want to rank that on a scale of 1 to 10. Does this number go up or down as you move through the day? So if you start out at a 10 and you crash to a 2, that's going down, right? So that's on the side of deficiency. The next question is, does this number go up or down with exercise? That's another really important way to tell if you have too much energy or too little energy. So if you are feeling good and you feel actually better with exercise, if when you move around, you actually feel better and you're not the one that crashes and burns, you have an excess dynamic metabolic type. So people often say, well, if I have too much energy, how can I possibly feel tired? How can I be exhausted? Why can't I function properly if I have this extra energy, right? Most people would think that the extra energy would be beneficial to them. But the problem with it is that it comes in toxic forms, right? So there's good energy and bad energy, as we all know. So toxins, bad energy, right? It's stuff in your body. It's energy in the strictest sense in terms of Chinese medicine, but it's not good energy. Same thing with inflammation, right? It's energy, but it's not good energy. And so when you have an excess dynamic metabolic type, the reason you're still tired is because that extra energy is in the form of toxins and inflammation. And so you need to know that. And the best way to know that is to ask yourself, do I feel better or worse with exercise? If the answer is I feel better when I force the toxins and inflammation to move, right? So when we exercise, we're forcing our energy to move. So if you feel better, that's because you have allowed the body to move and mobilize the toxins and the inflammation that were causing your exhaustion. And so that we call an excess dynamic metabolic type. If you feel worse with exercise, or you can't exercise because you're too tired, that tells you something different, right? So when you force your energy to move, but there's not enough energy to move, that's a deficient dynamic metabolic type, right? So you want to know that. And the fourth question is, do you feel better or worse if you rest? So if you take a nap later in the day, if you lie down, if you do some breathing exercises or meditation later in the day, does that help you feel better or worse? If the answer is, I feel worse when I sit still, I actually feel groggy if I take a nap, that tells you you have an excess dynamic metabolic type. Again, an excess of toxins and inflammation that you've now allowed to settle because you sat still, right? So if you're that person that's constantly falling asleep at your desk, and you have to get up and move around, you have to force the toxins and the inflammation around to feel better, that means you're an excess dynamic metabolic type. If you say, I feel better if I take a nap, if I actually get to rest, I can actually finish what I need to do. I can go to the gym, I can do the things I need to do if I rest. I feel better if I rest. That's telling you you've allowed your energy to build back up through rest. So that means it was deficient to start with, and now you allowed it to build back up and you feel better. So again, that's a sign of a deficient dynamic metabolic type. And knowing if you're an excess or a deficient dynamic metabolic type is critical to know how to get yourself out of the cycle of exhaustion and fatigue. Because if you're doing the wrong things for yourself, for your metabolism, you're going to make it worse. And you're going to dig yourself a deeper and deeper hole. And what I've learned in the last 20 years of practicing functional medicine, Chinese medicine, and allopathic medicine is if you don't fix fatigue and exhaustion, it becomes a disease. So the same reason that your metabolism is too low or you have toxins and inflammation that's making you tired is the same reason your metabolism's too low or you have too many toxins and inflammation that leads to a cancer diagnosis or a diabetes diagnosis or a heart attack or a stroke down the road. It's the same spectrum. It's the same causes. It's just if you don't fix them early enough, they just keep going down the spectrum and getting worse until the system actually breaks and you're diagnosed with a disease. But the causes are the same. They just happen to vary by degree. They just get worse over time. And so fixing exhaustion and fatigue is critical. How do we know this, right? Chinese medicine also gives us hints, right? Spleen qi deficiency is one of the more common Chinese medicine diagnoses for fatigue patterns. And so it's almost always at the root of every disease, not every time, but very commonly at the root of most diseases is what they call spleen qi deficiency. We can loosely translate that to a low metabolism. Now, when you have a low metabolism, you can get inflammation and toxins because you don't have enough energy to rid yourself of those toxins and that inflammation. So it kind of snowballs into another problem. So one pattern leads to another, and that's how you end up with a disease. And so correcting fatigue is the most critical aspect of disease prevention that we have. And we have systems in place that can help people to know this. So it's coming up on our first commercial break. So I encourage you to visit us at awakenedwellnessnow.com. We're also on Instagram at awakenedwellness.com. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milin Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern when you can call in and ask Dr. Milin the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milin is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every Thursday and Friday, 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom weaved through his delightful stories. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thanks, Rachel. Welcome back to Awakened Wellness Now. And today we're talking about how knowing your dynamic metabolic type can help you beat fatigue and exhaustion for good, for lasting, sustainable results, work-life balance, and fulfillment. And so we're on question four. Do you feel better or worse when you rest, right? Or sit still? So again, if when you rest, you feel better, that is telling you you didn't have enough energy. Your metabolism was low, right? So you are a deficient dynamic metabolic type. If you say, I feel worse if I sit still. In fact, I have to keep getting up and moving around or I don't feel good. Or if I miss a workout, I feel terrible. That's telling you that you have an excess dynamic metabolic type, right? And then the fifth question helps you to know if you have a hot, a cold, or a temperature neutral dynamic metabolic type. So the first four questions help you to know if you're an excess or a deficient dynamic metabolic type. And when you go through the burnout assessment, it'll lead you down by following the arrows so you know exactly where you fall in. So question five is, do you feel hot or cold compared to other people, right? So never compare yourself to just one person because you don't know what they are, you know? So you want to get a broad sense of, do you have a temperature intolerance as compared to others? So if you're the only one that always has the sweater on and none of your friends ever feel cold, right? Or rarely feel cold, you're a cold dynamic metabolic type, right? If you say, I don't like cold climates, I had to move because I couldn't stand the cold in, wherever I was before, you know, you're a cold dynamic metabolic type. If you say, I feel like I'm always burning up, my doctor always thinks I have an infection, my temperature is always a little high, I'm thirsty, or, you know, I'm always ripping off the blankets when other people feel cold. That's telling you that you have a hot dynamic metabolic type, right? You can also take your temperature first thing in the morning before you get up, before you eat or drink anything or brush your teeth. You pretty much need to have a thermometer, like literally sitting at the side of your bed, and you take your temperature in your mouth first thing in the morning. If you're consistently at 97 or 96 degrees when you wake up in the morning, you're a cold dynamic metabolic type. If your temperature is always a little high, right, 99 and change, but you're not sick, and you feel hot, right? Some people will even have hot flashes, or they're just consistently feeling warmer than the others around them. You know, there's always the battle for the air conditioner between you and your family members. That's when you know that you have a temperature intolerance. And it's extremely important to know if you're a hot dynamic metabolic type, a cold, or a temperature neutral, because it really is important in terms of getting out of the exhaustion cycle. So if you have neither, if you say, no, I'm fine in most climates, I'm not unusually hot or cold, my temperature is pretty normal, then you're a temperature neutral dynamic metabolic type. So the first four questions help you to know if you're an excess or a deficient. The last question helps you to know what your temperature is, what the temperature of your metabolism is, hot, cold, or neutral. And it's extremely important, right? Because of the four pillars, the most important pillar being nutrition, right? What we consume is the most important factor in terms of our health. And of course, nutrition is now gaining the attention it deserves, but it's not something that we learn in medical school, right? So we have to go out of our way to learn about nutrition in medical outside of medical school if we want to know about it. So here's an example, right? So if someone is a hot excess dynamic metabolic type, right? So hot excess is you feel hot compared to other people. Maybe your temperature is a little higher. Your temperature doesn't have to be 99 to be a hot excess. You could just feel hot. You know, you could be the one that's always ripping off the blankets. Everybody else in the house feels like it's, you know, too cold or something, but you're the one that feels hot all the time. That's a hot dynamic metabolic type. So if you're a hot excess, when you look at your pillars for nutrition, you want to have a diet that's going to cool you down. So if you're too hot, balancing yourself means cooling yourself down. What does that mean in terms of food, right? So knowing the energy of different foods is important, right? So foods that are raw, that are, frozen out of the freezer, out of the fridge, foods that have very high water content, like celery, lettuce, cucumbers, citrus fruits also count for this, are very cooling. So they will lower your temperature. Another way of saying something is cooling is loosely to say that it's alkaline. And so an alkaline diet suits someone with a hot dynamic metabolic type. But if you're a cold dynamic metabolic type, an alkaline diet is actually going to make you worse because you're going to make cold colder. So you want to be very mindful. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have good, healthy vegetables. It just means they have to be cooked and maybe a little spicy if you're a cold dynamic metabolic type. So if you're an excess hot, things like an alkaline diet are very useful. This is where the vegan diet is very useful. A vegan diet is a draining diet. So it's going to take out energy. So when I say something's draining, that means it's removing energy from the system. Intermittent fasting is very draining, right? Because you're not eating, you're removing things. You're allowing your energy to drop, you know, and so you're removing things from the system. We call that draining. So if you're an excess dynamic metabolic type, those types of diet plans will suit you. But if you're a deficient dynamic metabolic type, intermittent fasting will wreck you. A vegan diet will make you feel worse eventually. And the reason for that is because they drain your energy. Now, I'm not saying draining in a bad way, right? If you have too much energy, you need to drain that energy to bring it back into balance. So it's not that it's draining in a bad way. It's just, you need to know, do I need to drain myself because I have too much toxic energy and inflammation? Or do I need to build myself up because I have a deficient dynamic metabolic type? So if you're a hot deficient dynamic metabolic type, you can still do an alkaline diet, but you actually need to eat more. So you wouldn't want to do intermittent fasting if you have a deficient dynamic metabolic type, because intermittent fasting is draining. You don't want to drain out your good energy that you don't have enough of, right? So that's just going to make you more tired. So you have to actually build up your energy if you're deficient. So you need to eat more. So I usually recommend people have small, frequent meals. That means no fasting, right? So there's a reason why intermittent fasting suits certain people and other people say it made them worse, right? There's a reason a vegan diet works for certain people and other people say it made them worse. It's simply because they didn't know their dynamic metabolic type. Once you know that, you'll be able to pick and choose what diets will work for you, because it's just physiology, you know, that we just know if you have too much toxins and inflammation, taking them out in a balanced way is going to be more helpful. If you don't have enough energy, draining your energy out is going to make you sicker, right? And so this is an example of why knowing your dynamic metabolic type is so important. If you're a cold dynamic metabolic type, so if you're a cold excess dynamic metabolic type, you might want to go on a clear broth diet for a while, right? So clear broth, juicing, that type of thing, but cooked, is really important if you have a cold dynamic metabolic type. So again, everything's about balance. So if you're too cold, you want to make sure everything is cooked and warm, spicier, you know, not to the point where it's setting your mouth on fire, right? But comfort spices, you need to add those to your soups and your broths and your stews, so that they raise your body temperature so you don't feel cold all the time. Why that's important is because that's raising your metabolism, right? When the body is too cold, things don't move well. They get sluggish. Just like in nature, if the temperature goes down too much, we see, you know, trees can't hold on to their leaves, right? They don't have enough energy to hold on to their leaves. We see animals hibernate, right? So things don't move very aggressively when they're cold, right? And so it's the same in the body. Your circulation will get sluggish if you're too cold. And that's what causes exhaustion and fatigue in those people. And so if you have a cold excess dynamic metabolic type, you can do like a clear broth diet. You can do intermittent fasting as well, because you have an excess dynamic metabolic type, but make sure everything's cooked. Everything's just a little bit on the spicier side, right? If you have a cold deficient dynamic metabolic type, you need to eat more. You need to eat small, frequent meals, but make sure they're cooked. Make sure they're a little bit spicy, right? And we go over exactly how to figure out how much food to eat, what the temperature of your food should be, whether or not you should fast, whether or not you can detox, how much sleep you need. We help you to empower you to know exactly, what does my body need to get out of exhaustion and to maintain itself? So once you're out of exhaustion, you want to maintain yourself so that you don't fall too far on one side or the other. So we also teach you how to level everything out once you have achieved your goal, right? And so I'm super excited to say we've had tremendous success with this course, with people feeling better in sometimes as little as 3 weeks. It's basically you empowering yourself to know yourself so that you know, how do I eat? How do I move? What type of exercises are good for me? If you have an excess dynamic metabolic type, you can do more aggressive exercises. But if you have a deficient dynamic metabolic type, I tell people do things that are restorative so you can build your energy through the exercise. So it may be just mild strength training, mild Pilates, breathing, yoga, but mild yoga, like yin yoga. It may be meditation as well. Now, everyone should meditate, right? But if you have a deficient dynamic metabolic type, meditation is just that much more important for you, right? And making sure you don't do exercises that are too draining is extremely important if you have a deficient dynamic metabolic type. So these are some of the ways that knowing your dynamic metabolic type helps you know how to maneuver through your day, like literally how to eat, how to move, how to sleep, how much sleep you need matters, right? If you have a deficient metabolism, you need more sleep, right? There's just no way out of fatigue if you don't get more sleep, because when you sleep is when everything that you've done in terms of your nutrition, your exercise gets assimilated and baked into your body, right? And so if you're not sleeping enough, you're not giving your body that time to restore itself. If you have an excess dynamic metabolic type, you don't need as much sleep, right? But that doesn't mean that you can pull all-nighters and, you know, it's still measured. So you might only need 7 hours of sleep instead of 8 or 9 hours of sleep if you are an excess dynamic metabolic type. So we teach all of these strategies along with mindset. Of course, the most important thing is having your mind in the game, right? Not your brain. Your brain tags along, but you want your mind in the game. So mindset's critical. Let's go to some questions. I think I saw a couple. Question, it's very hot outside. Summer seems hotter than last year. So I'm spending more time inside, falling asleep by 3. Is this my excess energy blocked or restricted that's making me sleepy? So again, you'd want to do the burnout assessment because you really want to go through all of the questions so you have a very clear idea of if it's an excess or a deficient dynamic metabolic type. So it's a little bit difficult to answer that question, but if you wake up and you're fine, as you sit still, like, so maybe you're not out as much, right? You're in the house and maybe you're sitting still, maybe, you know, you're working at your desk, or maybe you're watching more TV or videos or what have you, because you're inside. And if that makes you sleepier and sleepier and sleepier, that is one aspect of an excess dynamic metabolic type. The other question to ask yourself is, do you feel better or worse with exercise? So if when you exercise, you feel better, you're definitely an excess dynamic metabolic type, right? If you wake up tired and you just get more tired as the day goes by, that's deficient. So you want to really go through the assessment to know exactly where you fall and, you know, what will help you to get yourself out of that. Statement, your suggestion about adding spice to my meals has really helped my energy level. Thanks. Yeah, so you must be a cold dynamic metabolic type. You didn't specify if you were an excess or deficient. But I'm certainly happy to hear. Statement, I hear you on the difficulty finding healthcare that communicates with each other. My chiropractor and primary doctor can't communicate. I'm the one expected to get records, share information, and they both seem to be at odds about my diagnosis and treatment. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And so getting that foundation as solid as possible makes it less important. Because there's less illness, there's less disease to have to go out and find treatment for. So in that case, you're basically hopefully just getting maintenance, right? If you have all your four pillars set, hopefully you're just going to doctor to have your physical. You know, hopefully you're just going to the chiropractor for maintenance, right? And it's not a situation where you're sick and you're having to go get care. That's my long-term dream, right? Is to have the younger generation so empowered about how to keep themselves well that they're just using the system, you know, to maintain that, to help them, you know, because inevitably people will fall through the cracks, right? But the more that your four pillars are stable and solid, the less you're going to fall through those cracks. And the healthier you are when you start the four pillars and you start to implement knowing your dynamic metabolic type, the more solid those pillars will be later on in life, right? And the less likely you are to have a diagnosis of a disease or a major problem or a symptom. You know, and that's my hope for the younger generations. So yes, it's difficult. you know, trying to get to a doctor that does a lot of those different things might be a better option for you as opposed to getting like that piecemeal care from different people. So hopefully that can help you. Let's go to our commercial break. Excuse me. I have one more question here that I'll tackle after the break and then we'll wrap it up. All right. Thank you. You're listening to Awaken Wellness Now. I'm your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe, founder of Awaken Wellness Now. We'll be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. Welcome back to Awakened Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe, and we have one question here. Lately, I've been cold while others complain about the heat. This is new to me. Is it age-related? Am I developing a disease? So when you feel cold, so let's say there are chills, right? If you feel like you're getting chills, make sure that you're not coming down with something, you know, a virus or another bug that may be creating the sensation of chills. So if it's kind of a short-lived thing, also if your muscles ache, sore throat, that type of thing, you know, that those are clues that maybe this is an infection. Right. And so you want to make sure that you tend to that right away. If it's a generalized feeling, right, you know, you don't have the muscle aches, you don't have the sore throat, you don't have the, you know, cough maybe, and there aren't other signs that maybe this is a bug that you're catching, then it may be that you're kind of changing your dynamic metabolic type. So that's why I call them dynamic. They actually change, they shift. You know, and so you should do your burnout assessment just, you know, maybe two or three times a year, right, to make sure that nothing significant has changed. And so there are seasons, right? So it may be that you're being exposed to more cold things. It may be that you have been just eating more raw food or cold food or frozen food. So it could be a sign that you need to revisit what's my environment look like, or feel like. Am I in a cold environment all the time? Am I eating a lot of raw food? Have I been eating a ton of salads? And maybe is that taking me over to the cold side? So you always want to say, okay, if I'm too cold, so if you take your temperature first thing in the morning, it's 97, 96, then you're like, oh, definitely too cold. Let me crank back the raw food. Let me make sure I'm not eating too much stuff right out of the fridge or eating too much frozen food, like ice cream and popsicles and things like that. And let me have more cooked foods. Let me add a little bit of spice so that you bring things back to level ground, right? So those would be the things that you want to make sure of. A disease, I don't know. I mean, of course, you want to make sure that you have your screening exams, et cetera, so that if something is brewing, it's caught as early as possible. But maintaining balance at home is the most important strategy for disease prevention, because unfortunately, we just don't have a cohesive system out there that is designed to help us to do that. So we have to kind of be empowered for ourselves in a way. It's not age related per se, it certainly can be stress related. So I personally don't believe in age related things. I think all the things that we interpret as age related are really stress related, because if you allow stress to impact you for longer and longer periods of time, as you go through time, right? You will think that it's because of age that something is happening, when it's actually because of stress. It's because of the unmitigated, unaddressed stress factors going on, digging away at your metabolism or creating a toxic environment and inflammation in your metabolism, leading to the either excess or deficient dynamic metabolic type that, if left unchecked, becomes the disease. And so, yes, it's true that as people get older, they tend to get sicker, but that's because we don't know, we're not taught, it's not in our culture to look at stress and to be balanced in our lives. So if you're balanced in your life, stress doesn't impact you as much, because you're always looking at how to regain your balance, right? It's not that you're going to get rid of the stress. It's actually how you're going to maneuver your way through the stress, right? So you can go head to head with the stress, but you can't win that battle, right? It's going to wear you down. Or you can allow the stress to kind of go over or under and still continue to do the things that you know will keep you balanced. And knowing your dynamic metabolic type is one of the personally most profound ways that I've discovered to do that, because you'll know, okay, stress impacted me this way. It made me colder, for example, if perhaps that's what's happening with the viewer with the last question. It made me colder. So what do I do to bring that back to balance, right? If I'm cold, I warm myself up. So if I'm sitting under an AC vent all day, I know that I need to move my chair, turn the AC down, or however I can manage the environment, right? So it's always just being self-aware and knowing as much as possible, not being paranoid, but being alive, like fully alive, and understanding where am I, what am I doing, what's happening around me right now, and how am I participating in that, and allowing yourself to strive to balance always, right? For me, I'm trying to move to New York. I'm trying to go home, right? And my plan was to already be there, but that's not the universe's plan yet, right? And so I'm living out of boxes right now, so it's very stressful, right? But there are things I can do, right? I can understand how my dynamic metabolic type might be shifting in response to that stress. And so I keep balancing myself, right? I tend to have a deficient dynamic metabolic type that tends to be temperature neutral. And so for me, I know I need to eat some raw food. I need to eat some more warm, spicy food. I mix it up. I need more sleep, right? The more stressful my day is, like we had to pack up and get out of the house, take the dog, you know, everything for several hours yesterday because of showings, right? It's stressful. You got to clean up everything. You got to put everything back in the boxes, you know, and skedaddle, right? And so I know I need more sleep. So I've been actually sleeping like 9 hours a day, right? And so these are things that I know about myself because I know my dynamic metabolic type and, you know, knock on wood, I'm perfectly healthy. Like I, you know, I can't complain at all about my health. I've been very blessed with my health. And I thank traditional Chinese medicine for that first and foremost. And the dynamic metabolic types are based on kind of a Chinese medicine hack that I discovered and developed during the pandemic when I couldn't see my clients in person. And so I really want to share this method with the world. I think it's so important. It's what has helped me stay healthy. Our students have been, you know, so happy with this method that we've taught them. And, you know, my job is to render myself obsolete, right? It's really to empower people not to need me anymore, right? So that they know what to do for themselves. To keep themselves healthy. And that's what I hope to do for the millennial and Gen Z generation. So we're starting a free membership site at Awaken Wellness Now. We're going to call it Wellness Warrior World. So we're going to be there interacting with our members. We're going to be doing some live broadcasts, helping people figure out how to do their burnout assessments, helping them kind of get their plans together. Giving them a sense of what working with us looks like. And so if you want to know more about Revive and Thrive, our online course, please visit us at awakenedwellnessnow.com. We're going to be doing our live launch coming up at the beginning of September. And so if you sign up now for our wait list, you're going to get some bonus content and some videos and other things to help you get started with mindset and you know, really get you going so that you can beat exhaustion for good, have a sustainable work-life balance, and live your best life. So thank you so much. You've been listening to Awaken Wellness Now live here on Dream Business 7 Radio. Until next time, many, many blessings.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.